It's not based upon what we've done. It's not based upon what we've accomplished. It's not based upon our sins, our failures. It's not based upon our status in life. It's based upon our identity as a son and daughter. I have access to the Father through the blood of Christ. And that he will act and he will answer and he will speak into my life. I can talk freely to him because I am his son. I am his, and you are his daughter. And I have access to him. I have a relationship with him. Who gives us that understanding of that access is but the Holy Spirit again. When he's alive in our life and he's flowing like a river within us, he informs our mind and our hearts that we can speak freely to him and we can begin to hear the Father's voice speaking to us. That's how we know we're having access to the Father. So we tell people when they begin their prayer life, we always try to say, carve out a part of your prayer life in which you just listen to the Lord. Listen to him through the scriptures. You know, if you pray in this language, prayer language of the Spirit, which is a great tool and gift the Lord gives us to be able to listen and hear him. Because as we yield our minds and thoughts to the Lord, our tongue to the Lord, become like little children before him and humble ourselves before him, then our spirit is exalted before him. And he's able to speak to us. We're able to hear and listen. So the gift of tongues, I think one of its gifts, if you were, its dimensions to us, it's helpful, is that it helps us to know that we're sons and daughters of the Father because we are able to hear the Father speak more clearly in our life. When we learn to humble ourselves and empty ourselves out before the Lord by becoming like little children. And Jesus said that, right? He said, unless you become like a little child, how can you experience the kingdom? So unless you become like little children, it's difficult to experience the kingdom. And the gift of tongues, I think, is given to us, particularly in our day and age, to help us experience the kingdom by becoming like a little child. So that is a great gift, I think, to utilize to help us understand we have access to the Father. One last analogy I'll use, and this is one I know has been told before, is a great analogy of President Kennedy. There's a picture of him and a story of him where his son, John, little John, 5 years old, I believe, one day just rushed right into the Oval Office, past these heads of states and these, you know, these gigantic men of the country, you know, and jumped up on his father's lap, actually crawled into his father's table first, the Oval Office desk, and then jumped up on his lap. And of course, his father, you know, received him well and warmly. But that's because the son knew who he was. He could brush his way right past these great heads of states and these great, gigantic, huge, powerful men of the country to talk and to be with his father, who welcomed and greeted him. Because he knew he had access to his father. Because he had a relationship with his father. And he knew who his father was to him. That's who we are with our Father, Jesus. And Jesus, who died for us, was raised up for us, gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we could have access to the Father. That's why Jesus came for us and died for us. So we could have a relationship with the Father and access to him. So, where's your identity then as a son and daughter of the Father of Jesus? Do you know what your identity is? When you go off and think and pray for the next hour or so, I would encourage you to think about that. Think about what authority has been given to you. Think about your inheritance and what inheritance means. Are you using your inheritance? Are you exercising your authority? And the quietness of your thoughts in the deepest part of your heart, when you look at and face the problems of your life, do you rise up against those problems with your identity as a son or a father, or a son or daughter, or do you rise up, or don't rise up at all, those problems are defeating you? When you have to make significant changes in your life and you wonder what has the power to do so, what the ability to do so, do you see yourself as a son or daughter with the Father's authority, Father's inheritance and access to the Father to make those changes, for him to help you make those changes? Think about some of those things, particularly as you look at the challenges in your own life. Just take a moment and pray. We cannot enter and know the Father unless we commit ourselves to Jesus and the Son, because the Son is the one who opens up the key of our heart to that relationship with the Father. And that Jesus died and was raised up for us to be able to not only forgive sin, but to bring us into that relationship to the Father, so that we may know ourselves and experience not only his care for us, but also the authority and the inheritance that we have as his sons and daughters. So if you haven't never had the opportunity to commit your life to Jesus, to surrender your life to him, I'm going to just lead you in a brief prayer. You can just say it, kind of send me out loud if you want. You just pray in your heart with this prayer. Simply express your desire to commit yourself to Jesus, to come into relationship with him, because he's the one that introduces you to the Father and gives you all this wonderful thing, his authority, his inheritance, and his access. You can just repeat after me, again, sort of underneath your breath, but you know in your heart before the Lord you're praying. The Lord knows it. He sees the intentions of your heart, and that's what really matters. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for loving me and dying for me on the cross. I believe you forgave all my sins through your sacrifice of love. I acknowledge that you rose from the dead to give me new life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart in a brand new way this day. Establish me in your love, your authority, your inheritance, and give me the confidence to know that I have access to you and to your Father now and forever. Amen. So Lord, I pray for all those who have prayed this prayer today, that you would bear witness in their spirit that they are your children, your sons, your daughters. You give them proof, evidence, testimony that they belong to you, and that you've given them the authority of your Son, the inheritance of Jesus, and you always give them access through the Spirit to you, Father. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time in your life, I would encourage you to maybe share that with somebody throughout the day, one of the members of your groups or somebody that you came with. Share with them, say, you know, as the first time I prayed that prayer, and just ask you to keep me in prayer so I can grow in that relationship with the Lord. Okay, let me...